Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Your story this morning stinks.
Thanks a lot. For the second time this month, Amsterdam's beleaguered sewer treatment system has sprung a leak, and it's been spewing tens of thousands of gallons of raw sewage into the Mohawk River. An alert on the State Department of Environmental Conservation's website said the most recent spill occurred Monday morning around 9:45. Was due to a sewer line leaking into an adjacent creek. DEC Tuesday afternoon said city officials have not yet determined the exact location or cause of the break. The agency did confirm that as of 4 p.m. Tuesday, the leak was ongoing at an estimated 50 gallons per minute. At a council meeting Tuesday night, Amsterdam Mayor Michael Villa said the city knows the general area where the leak is occurring and is working with two contractors to bypass that area and halt the discharge. He said the leak should be fixed in a couple of days and will cost the city $50,000 to $60,000 to fix. He blamed the overall condition of the city's, old sewer system as the reason for the leak, and said such issues are likely to continue until the system's overhaul next year. He says the state needs to set aside money to help small cities with these kinds of problems, especially cities with financial difficulties. He also criticized local news organizations, including us at the Daily Gazette, for what he considers unfair coverage of the city's sewer problems. Well, but let me tell you a little bit about the city's sewer problems. On July 13, 517,000 gallons of partially treated sewage spilled into the Mohawk River. Another spill occurred June 30th, but that one lasted only 39 minutes. Amsterdam was hit with a $55,000 fine from the state for five violations related to its sewer system in 2015 and 2016. Two of those violations were for discharges that the state said occurred in February and May of this year. Back in December of 2013, you might remember Amsterdam experienced a massive spill that dumped 24 million gallons of untreated sewage into the Mohawk River with two pumps from over 8 days. That event led the agency to have the city agree to a series of deadlines to fix that sewer system through 2017. They're going to pay for that with a $5 million loan from the State Environmental Facilities Corp.
And all of this, of course, points to many small cities around our region that are dealing with these kinds of infrastructure problems.
They are indeed.
We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. And you can go to dailygazette.com for more on any of this story or more. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.